It's quite wet in town. 6:04. Good afternoon, Graham Kennedy.
Wait, oh. Oh, I'm so sorry. A slight accident there. Good afternoon, Richard Kerm. Listen,
Yeah?
Should we go on seeing each other this way?
Only if you insist.
It's not all that frequent. What happened? Where? Why wasn't I invited in here on Monday?
Hello.
Hello, Richard.
What happened
on Monday? I know what happened yesterday. The cricket finished early, and I couldn't... Well, I had been in here, and they said, oh, no, we need you till Friday week because of the cricket. And then it all collapsed, and you had to do it by yourself. But Monday, I don't understand Monday.
Monday, it was your fault that you weren't here.
Yes, of course, yes.
Wrist, please.
I beg your pardon? Oh, careful, I've just had them pierced. 5:08. Yes, Monday. I did tell you on Thursday, though, didn't I? And I did warn the producer that I had to do these commercials.
Yes.
Television commercials at Bundoora.
Bun what?
Bundoora, which is some distance away. And I did say I may be late. But what happened was this. I was doing these television commercials for the Ford Motor Company.
Tell us all about them.
Yes. Well, I can't say too much because the release date is the 28th of December. But I can say this, and this could be a clue to our listeners. It could be very helpful. If you're contemplating buying a new car, indeed, if you were even thinking about a Ford, I wouldn't do anything. Oh, this will be thrilling for the dealers, won't it? Just thinking. No, it's too late. I've gone this far. I wouldn't do anything until January, because I know what's in the commercials. I know. Oh, I've had to do it, and I know what's going to happen in January. I can't talk about it now, but I do know there are some... No, I can't. But there's a lot of money to be saved if you hang off until January. Anyway, we were doing these commercials at Bundoora at nice Ian Lyon.
Where's Bundoora? I'm a bit vague.
Well, the Hughes hire car just picked me up and took me there. Bundoora.
Where's it near?
It's near Melbourne. This side of Colac, I think. No, Bundoora. Sort of Heidelberg.
Out that way.
Yeah. Right. Why are you pointing over there?
Out that way. Well, that's the...
No, it's St Kilda down there. So you're a little
St
Sydney.
St Kilda is that way.
Hang on. Where are we?
Which way do we drive home every night?
Of course, St Kilda's down there.
Yes, and Bundoora's over there.
No, I really think it's over... You can't see...
Possibly, because that's where Altona is.
I think it's near Altona. On a clear day, you can smell the ozone. Anyway, I would have been here, but at 11 o'clock... You see, the agency, J. Walter Thompson, employed the Channel 9 production team. Channel 9 now do other people's commercials, you see. These commercials will be on all television stations. But... Channel 9 now have their own thing with brilliant Gary Jones, who is superb, but it's the same Channel 9 equipment, which isn't superb. And they had the little van with the video, the little videotape van, little, as Mary Adams would say, little. When is she back, by the way?
She's back.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
When is she on air?
Next Monday.
Oh, Barbara Horn goes back to the cleaning job, does she?
Yes.
She does the ladies here. And the only camera in the little van, broke down, and there was a 2-hour pause in the middle of the whole thing, you know. So that's why we were held up. And they had to get the big van out, the big OB van from Channel 9, and that took ages. And so then we had lunch, and we lost about 3 hours, or else I would have been here with you.
Goodness, and that's the only reason that you weren't here.
Yes, it was about 10 to 5, I think. Well, 5:10 when we finished, and it would have taken 45 minutes to get here, so I realised we couldn't do it. That took a long time to tell. I'm sorry about that. It's 11 minutes past five, and Richard and I have just had the most awful experience. We were walking up from the Cecil, is it? Where we always have a couple before the show. And a freak gust of wind, I think it was a monsoon,
or hit a typhoon.
And it had in it, in the wind, it had grit and leaves and bits of emperor gum moth and old razor blades and all sorts of things. And truly, all this grit and wind and leaves all got us right in the face.
And I have a mouth open at the time, which was foolish.
Well, so did I, and I just went to scrunch my teeth like that, and I've cut and polished them. Truly, I have given my choppers a cut and polish.
Unintentionally. Speaking about this wind, we've just been given loudly...
Hello.
Hello. An initial priority strong wind warning issued literally a minute ago. Port Phillip and Western Port Bay.
Oh, no sleep tonight.
And renewal for all Victorian coastal waters where west to southwesterly winds will average 25 to 30 knots overnight with rough sea.
May I stay at your place?
Certainly. Do you want the dining room table cleared?
Well, yes, thank you. It is a bit difficult in amongst all those candlesticks.
About to say, I thought you might like to share it with one of the candelabra.
No, I don't know them awfully well. No, I don't wish to share my bed with any Italians.
Tonight.
Tonight.
It's 13 past five.
When in Rome.
D-A-T-R-D.
What's that?
Do as the Romans do.
Oh. Liza Minnelli with Cabaret from Cabaret, which reminds
Marilyn
me...
Marilyn May.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Sounded like Liza Minnelli. Marilyn May. Who's she?
I don't know, but Marilyn May, if she asks
might
nicely.
Might be Brian's sister.
No,
What colour hair has she got?
Blue. Oh, they would be
related. Probably
related.
Oh, it's Brian May.
Speaking
of
Brian May...
Melbourne Showband.
Yeah, there are some dazzling things happening in 1976 at Melbourne's LO. A whole series of new jingles, which are quite spectacular.
I read about them today in the Sun News Pictorial. Oh, what was that funny sign you saw?
Oh,
talking of the Sun News Pictorial.
Bag?
Yesterday, I'm sure it was in the Sun, it must have been. There was an article on the ABC and Brian May, and it said, Brian said, one of his chores is to record the Graham Kennedy jingles. Not the Graham Kennedy Richard Coombe drive home show, just the Graham Kennedy jingle.
Which newspaper was this?
Sun News Pictorial.
Oh, that would certainly follow through.
Richard actually saw this graffiti, I imagine.
Yeah.
On a bridge somewhere, was it?
It was on the bridge that goes over Kingsway coming into, just before you go, over Flinders Lane, and it says, and I'm thrilled that it was in the news, in the Sun News.
And you'll have to
pictorial.
Hurry because we're late for From the Diary.
Yes, I know. This piece of graffiti, which I read on the way in the car, said, if you can't think, read the Herald, and if you can't read, buy the Sun.
I don't agree with any of that. I think that's quite offensive.
After what you told me about the Sun,
don't. 17 past five, and I know you've missed this,
what?
So I'm ready for it. You announce me.
What have I missed?
From the Diary.
From the Diary. Oh. 17 minutes past five at this time, or 2 minutes earlier, each day in our program, Graham reads from the celebrated Brendan Sheedy Memorial Diary.
Actually, it's funny you should say that, because this diary was given to me by Brendan Sheedy, who used to be the office boy at Channel 9, who's now the program manager of 3DB.
That wouldn't be the same Brendan Sheedy, who used to be the office boy at Channel 9, and who's now the program manager of 3DB.
No. This Brendan Sheedy, who gave me this diary, used to be the office boy at Channel 9, and is now the program manager of 3DB.
Oh, that would explain it.
Silly turd.
From the Diary.
By Gough Whitlam. Oh, gone, you said. No, we're allowed to do that, no?
Yes, I know, but I think a little...
Speaker G. Kennedy, authorisation, T. Duckman.
Dear.
No, we're allowed to do that, no.
Yes, I know.
It's all over, you see.
What a clever little perspicacious person you were by saying in Series 1, which was between June and September of this year, I had dinner last night with the next Prime Minister's mother.
Yes, I did say that and got into trouble for it because I shouldn't have said that. And I'll kill you in a minute. Better do that again because I've forgotten what this is called now. Is this Related. Called the Brendan Sheedy Show?
Yes, it is.
Right.
Starring Dennis Scanlon.
Oh.
18 minutes past five. This is From the Diary.
By Gwen Meredith.
No.
By Brian May's sister.
Marilyn.
Marilyn May.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That's... Oh, dear. That does frighten me. You've got no idea what that does to the jockettes. Straight to the bottlers now on the way home. From the Diary. Today is Wednesday the 17th of December. That is the 351st day of 1975. Week 51 and month 12, of course. And today's from the diary, says, "Many people spoil their lives by moaning about the past, complaining about the present, and trembling at the future."
That's very true.
It is true, isn't it? That could be me, actually. Yes, I do. I worry about the past. I moan about the past. I do complain about the present, and I tremble at the future. Talking of presents, do you realise, Richard, that if you go to the Gucci department at George's, you can very easily spend $12,000 without buying very much at all?
So did you only buy one present?
No, I've got two, actually, for that. Still, they do. Gucci, I must say, do out Rolls-Royce beautifully.
Sammy Davis Jr. with Break My Mind.
We found out where Bundoora is.
Yes, indeed. It's 10 miles north of the city. You go up High Street, Thornbury, and that's slightly north of Preston.
Yes, that's why. And that sounds quite close. It's not. It's really not. If you have to face it in peak traffic, it's 45 minutes, I think.
I found out where, or how far, Kew was from the city yesterday. It's only 3 miles, so I think that's where we might...
Oh, I see.
Where we might go.
23 minutes past five, Drive Home program, Richard Coombe, Graham Kennedy, and I've got it, Would You Like It?
Oh, yes, because I have missed this the last couple of days.
Okay, here it is.
Right.
Just relax.
Okay.
This won't hurt a bit. The Bureau forecast for Melbourne for the remainder of Wednesday evening and night is for a few showers with cool, gusty, west to southwesterly winds. On Port Phillip Bay, west to southwesterly winds will average 20 to 25 knots with higher gusts. I think Richard has the information on even higher gusts.
25 to 30 knot.
Blimey.
Southwesterly to westerly winds with rough seas.
Yes, rough seas. Tomorrow will be cool with some showers and very strong west to southwesterly winds. The temperature now is 21 degrees. 770
Radio. 24 minutes past five.
We have some previews for you, some films coming up. Richard gives the title, I give you a thumbnail sketch of the plot or what the film is about. Previews.
Previews by Graham Kennedy and Richard Coombe. This is a beaut film, Graham, along the lines of South Pacific and things. It's called 40 Feet from Paradise.
The story of a man who lives opposite a massage parlour.
A father and son film, a sort of sex education film with a difference, Lies My Father Told Me.
The problem of a boy whose old man is a politician.
Another new film called Look Up, Little Man, Look Up.
What's it called again?
Look Up. Oh, that's a wrong inflection.
It's all right.
Look Up, Little Man, Look Up.
A midget beats.
Hello.
Could you give me that again, please?
Certainly, Graham. The film is called Look Up, Little Man, Look Up.
A midget meets Bridget.
Bardot. In brackets, is that right?
No. We've forgotten how to do this. See, I've been away too much and truly have forgotten. What's the next film?
Next film's
My
called...
Little Dickie?
The next film's called The Farmer Lost a Wife.
The Hired Hand Gained a Very Good Friend.
Another beauty called The Bad News Bears.
The Bad News Bears. Oh, yes. Humphrey and Yogi decide to stay in television each evening on GTV9 at 6:30.
The next film... Hi, Pete.
Hello,
Arthur. Brian.
Graham.
I get along without you very well.
The title comes from a line spoken by Sophia Loren. The ABC showman.
The ABC showman himself, yeah.
Who's heard every Sunday afternoon, right after the news at midday.
Indeed.
On ABC Radio.
That'd be a bit preview for me, thank you, Graham.
Oh, good, because a friend of mine, Greg Greaves, got the record for me, and we could play a couple of numbers. I don't know whether they're... Oh, I think they're beaut, but then I've heard them a couple of times. But if we could do that later, that'd be knockout.
After Sickies, perhaps.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of musicals, Graham, it's terribly peculiar in lots of ways that the musical Applause has been a hit everywhere else in the world. Not everywhere, but most places in the world, like London and New York, but lasted less than 2 weeks in Sydney. Have you got any theories on that?
Well, yeah, I know some of the facts behind the reason why Eve Arden didn't last in the musical. It was a very bad production. a new management that really hadn't done anything before presented it, and it was quite vile. And one Sydney critic, who is usually kindly to people that are bad, you know, he just doesn't mention them, he did venture that the leading man was, and I quote, appalling.
Ooh.
But everything about it was bad, apparently. The lighting was bad. Nobody got paid. The orchestra, the leading lady, the cast, the stagehands. It was just a terrible, terrible shambles. But I think the real reason that the musical finished, and the only reason, I'd say the theatre seats weren't covered properly.
Oh. What do you mean? What should the seats have been covered with?
Bums.
And she's a woman. It's 27 to 6 on Melbourne's LO.
Which means we're 3 minutes late for our regular segment. Oh, how I'm going to miss this. We call this the Drive Time Show. Sick call.
If you're feeling very sick, hear the call from Graham and Dick.
Yes, at this time, or 3 minutes earlier, each day in our program, we spare a thought for all our listeners who are ailing, whether at home or in hospital. If you're not in good health, we're sending you our warmest wishes for a speedy recovery. Which particular suffering group are you thinking of today, Graham? Graham.
Oh, am I dribbling? That sometimes happens.
Just a little bit. A
little tiny bit of dribble there. Hello. Oh, yeah, well, tonight, yes. Have you done which particular suffering group? Have you done that part?
Yes, I see. Which particular suffering group are you thinking of today, Graham? It's my Rod McNeil voice.
It's a cheerio to all those suffering from scarlet fever.
Hello.
It's a vile scarlet fever. This is a complaint that makes your friends see red. It's also known as the tailor's sickness because you have a coat on your tongue and your breath comes in short pants. It's usual to starve a fever, but in this case, the best cure is to get a bottle of whiskey and flood it. Oh. One, yes. One singular sensation. That's a song from a chorus line, a rather beaut, very pro-y Broadway show, which is the current smash, along with Chicago.
Mm.
Goddard Lieberson, who puts together a lot of original Broadway cast albums, said of the show, at the same time, it's somewhat it's somewhat difficult to recognise the quality of the music at first hearing because it's music about itself. That is to say, music about music in the theatre. I played it through the first time and thought, it's interesting, but the second time, yummy. A chorus line. Marvin Hamlisch. What he won something, didn't he? A film score.
He won the score for The Way We Were, the original song
called
The Way We Were, and also his adaptation of Scott Joplin's for The Sting. Three caddies he got in the way.
Yes, for The Sting, that's right.
And he's also won Grammys. He'll be here on Friday of this week and will be Philip Nelson's special guest just after 11 o'clock in the Philip Nelson program.
Oh, you haven't done Philip for a long time.
No, he's been thrilled.
That sounds like it. What time?
Just after the 11 o'clock news, 11:15.
No.
11:30.
Producer shaking his head. Marvin Hamlisch is playing the West Indies in where? They're all dead. They cannot be on the show.
10 to 1.
Sounds like 10 syllables. Dear. Marvin Hamlisch is dead. No.
Heavens, he was here today.
What's happening?
See, if we had the intercom that we ordered at the beginning of series one 6 months ago, we would have been able to do without Peter having a heart attack running. Peter went...
Just after 12 o'clock.
Marvin Hamlisch will be Philip Nelson's special guest on Friday, just after the 12 o'clock news on Melbourne's LR.
It promises to be a gay half hour. With Marvin... hit me on the back. Marvin Hamlisch on Melbourne's own LO. Oh, now it's time for...
It is too. Time for that low-level cartridge, Heather.
At this time, for three more times, we play something from the past.
It's sort of a little memory, a little blast from the past, a little trip down memory lane, if you like.
Yes. And we introduce it by singing together with the pianoforte.
You've heard of something borrowed.
you've heard of something blue? Well, here's a little something bringing memories to you.
Ah, yes. You'll remember this one. And if you barrack for the mighty Saints...
In either Sydney or Melbourne?
In either Sydney or Melbourne, yes, because even the rugby up there have a Saints. St. George's.
St. George, thank you.
St. George.
Member of I'm the member of that.
Hello.
Hello. Not to hit me on the back.
St. George Rugby.
League's club.
League, yes. They have a big club too, don't they?
The biggest in the Southern Hemisphere.
The one that's been in trouble recently.
No, that's South Sydney Juniors.
Oh, they're little rugby people, are they? Little Edwin Duffs, all running around. Instead
kicking of little balls.
Hello? Little Edwin Duffs, all running around. And instead of getting into a scrum, they all have big kits.
Sisters and brothers, this is Reverend Satchmo getting ready to beat out this Mellow Sermon for you. My text this evening's when the Saints go marching in. Here come Brother Hickenbottom down the aisle with his trombone. Blow it, boy. I want to be in that number when the Saints go marching in.
Blow it, brother Holmes.
Now when the Saints go marching in,
marching in.
When the Saints go marching in,
marching in.
Yes, I want to be in that number when the Saints go marching in.
Was an oldie, wasn't it? Louis Armstrong, or Lewis, as he preferred. Louis Armstrong with When the Saints Go Marching In, which is not St Kilda's song at all. St Kilda's song, really, is Stout-Hearted Men. Give me some men who are stout-hearted men. Which is funny when they're singing it after they've won. I always whip down and have a look at that. Because, the end bit is all high. La 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 la, you've got to go, and they can't do that. So it starts off, you give me some men who are stout-hearted, and then the end, it's all soft, and I have to do the soprano part.
Do you get extra for that?
Yes.
It's 10 to 5, this is Melbourne 3 LO, unmistakably the Graham Kennedy and Richard Coombe Drive Home program, the third last in the current series.
Of caretaker programs. Caretaker.
Ketaka, it's sort of a different, it's a bit like a Maori dish, isn't it?
A Maori dish by Gwen Meredith. Well, there was that famous tribe in Africa, the Fakawi, remember that? Where the, yes, dear me. Oh, I do remember that joke. Hello, who are you? Where the, and then they mentioned who they were. Fakawi. Yeah.
Very well-known tribe.
Oh, I know. And like the, isn't that a terrible old joke that goes for 7.5 months to tell it properly. the Unger. I think it was the Unger. They all had to... They were, the politician was making... Or it might have been a missionary making a speech to the black people in Africa. And to every sentence of promises from the missionary, they were all shouting out, Unger, Unger. It was terrific. And he thought he'd gone over well until he was being escorted through one of the deeper parts of darkest Africa, and the fellow said, oh, you better be careful. I do amuse myself because I know what the finish is going to be, you see. And he said, yeah, we've got to go through the paddock here that's got all the bulls in it. And the fellow said, oh, that'll be right. And he said, just be careful you don't step in any younger. But to tell it properly, you have to really be a professional. 6:09.
Would you like them now?
Oh, I'd love them now, yes. I'll take them down as you do them. Now we've done that.
I've got five.
I'll take them down anyway, because I'd like to.
Okay, well, I've got five of them tonight.
Have you really?
Yep. Lucky me.
Yes.
Well, which reminds me, I must tell you something after.
Okay, my little darling.
Flights. All international.
What are you
dear
doing?
Heaven.
Oh, yes, the flight information.
The flight information.
Qantas flight 383.
Hello.
Oh, you're going to do them.
Oh, well, no, we'll do them.
Who's that coming in? Is that Talbot Duckman?
No, he would hardly come in the back way. He'd come past Mr. Conrad.
Oh, yes. Well, I don't know whether he should be allowed past Mr.
He's not on now.
Oh, good.
Oh, and last night, am I?
Really?
Qantas flight 383.
Out of his head.
Qantas.
Smashed like you can't believe.
Qantas flight 383 arrives from Wellington at 6:15 for a mile.
QPS.
Hello. Don't you want to do the next one?
Qantas flight 641 departs for Johannesburg at 10:20.
Air New Zealand flight 842 departs.
Oh, nearly departs. Nearly departs. First time in this program we would have had breaking wind noises.
Well, it's got an F to follow.
We try and put departs there. Remember in Old English where all the S's were F's?
Yes, you could get some very interesting
things.
And all the F's were S's, weren't they?
That's true.
Because you'd have ears where the B...
Yes.
There, I.
Oh, anyway, that's departs. We'll definitely make that a P, not an F. There we are, departs.
Excellent. For Auckland at 9:25.
Seven, Treasure.
Seven, you're quite right.
Oh, isn't this fascinating for people who are dwelling on our flight information? KLM, that's a Dutch one.
KLM, isn't it?
I think it might be. I think it might be the first one ever into Tullamarine, or as a lot of people say, Calamarine. KLM flight 845 arrives from Amsterdam at 8:15, full of all Dutch people who have just been to the movies and piles of pornography and little clogs and little windmills and lots of cheese and all.
And tulips.
Tulips freshly
planted.
Whereas British Airways 970 arrives from London at 1:15 tomorrow morning.
Graham and Richard.
At Tullamarine.
It's 6 minutes from the news at 6:00.
Good.
What are you...
No, there's a funny noise, but it was that Graham and Richard thing finishing.
Clicking.
Is there time for one more song from... Oh, there's not.
Yes, there is.
Oh, blimey. Well, it can't be the one I had in mind, then.
Because
it runs 3:44.
That's perfectly all right. We'll be able to squeeze it in.
Oh, I love it when you can squeeze it in.
Bad Wolf by King Richard's Flugel Knights.
Oh, may we play one more song, a rather beautiful one, from a chorus line?
That'd be lovely, yeah.
This one is called What I Did for Love. Love, from the Broadway musical A Chorus Line. Marvin Hamlisch wrote the music. This is the Graham Kennedy Richard Coombe program. Richard follows after the news at 6, which it is.
He laughs. I'd love to be able to say, hello, Graham Kennedy. But if I did, it'd be slightly pointless because Graham's not here yet. We're hopeful that he'll be along in about 24 minutes and about 5:30 because he's been unavoidably detained doing some work, and I'll be here anyway, and hopefully Graham will be able to make it at 5:30. Stay with us on Melbourne's 3LO because we've got some good stuff for you. Recipe for earthworm apple sauce, surprise cake, you heard correctly, earthworm, apple sauce, surprise cake, won first prize yesterday at the first annual Cooking with Worms contest. In America, of course. The competition was sponsored by the North American Bait Company. Mrs. Patricia Howell, who works in the composing room of the St. Paul Pioneer Press, took a blue ribbon for her cake recipe, which included 1 cup of chopped, dried earthworms. She took a blue ribbon for the cake, and the judge, on the other hand, took a very fast cab to Spotless. Choosers. It's 5:12 on Melbourne's LO. A cable from Cheltenham, England, rather amused me. Charlie Wilmot celebrated his 105th birthday yesterday and said,
I don't know what keeps me going. I drink and smoke a pipe regularly,
the Associated Press reported. The mayor of Cheltenham came up with the perfect birthday present. Charlie was 105, so he got 105 bottles of beer.
Oh, it's a good...
The one Everly from the Sunset Towers album. And doing it now? What? The Evelyn Swing, that's what. This is Melbourne's LO. It's 5:15, and as usual, every day in our programme, we have the highly successful segment called From the diary which was given to Graham many, many months ago, in fact, 11 months ago, by Brendan Sheedy, who used to be the office boy at Channel 9 and who is now the programme manager of 3DB. Ready with the drums? Here's Richard with From the Diary. Today is Monday, the 15th of December 1975, the 349th day of the year in week 50. That's the week, not a description of anybody. And today's From the Diary is very, very good. He who is good is free, even if he is a slave. He who is evil is a slave, even if he is a king. It's From the Diary, written by Augustine, or Augustine if you like, of Hippo. Thoroughly modern Millie Now. 5:18 on the Graham Kennedy and Richard Coombe Drive Home program. As I mentioned at the outset, Graham isn't with us as yet. We're hopeful that he'll be along in 11 minutes' time. That's at 5:30. And we'll be doing a usual sort of thing between 5:30 and 6:30. Should he not make it, we'll battle along. But if you're listening, Graham, and in the traffic on your way here, all clear on the roads is the sort of general aspect of things, but... Of course, being peak hour, but you'll be coming into the city, so it's all right, and disregard all of that. It's all clear on the roads at 5:19.
If you're an employer, you should be training young staff in your business now. Young people are enthusiastic, energetic and keen. and they'll be ready to take on responsibility as you expand. This year, there are over 240,000 young people leaving school, and around half of them will be registered with CES, Commonwealth Employment Service. They want work in industry and commerce. Contact your nearest CES office now and see about employing today's young people. It's to your advantage.
770s Radio, VLO.
Looks and looks, 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 22 minutes past five. From Melbourne's Ello, the Graham Kennedy and Richard Coombe drive home programme, minus Graham, but we're hopeful of his imminent arrival. The Bureau forecast for Melbourne. For the remote, no, it doesn't really sound like him, does it? No. It does, of course, if we both talk at the same time. Not in unison, but as part of a conversation. But just doing it without is a little difficult to do the impersonation, but I'll try again. The Bureau forecast for Melbourne for the remainder of Monday evening and night. It's sort of a cross between Rod McNeil and James Mason, so we might abandon that. The Bureau forecast for Melbourne for the remainder of Monday evening and night is for rain patches, as distinct from material patches, developing overnight, and the temperature should drop to a low of 16. On Port Phillip Bay, southeasterly winds of 10 to 15 knots will result in slight to choppy seas. Tomorrow will be fine after some early drizzle. Another cool day is expected with a southeasterly breeze. The temperature should reach a high of 21 tomorrow, after an overnight low of 16, and the current city temperature is 19 degrees.
770s Radio, 3LO.
An off-duty policeman took pity on a shivering trooper, Trooper Moores, standing on a street corner, and gave him a ride to the bus stop. And he gave him a dollar and wished him a Merry Christmas. But the unnamed policeman's chief, Sheriff Richard Elrod, said today that while he thinks policemen should be friendly, there are limits, because the 26-year-old trooper had just escaped from jail and was awaiting trial on burglary charges. The feeling again, coupled with If You Could Read My Mind, and beautifully blended by Petula Clark from the album Come On Home. It's 27 minutes past five from Melbourne's Ello on a Monday, the 15th of December 1975. I just had the most unusual request, and we don't play requests in the program, but if we can help, we do our best. And that was a husband and wife having a little bit of a, let's say, a disagreement over Mares Eat Oats. What are the original lyrics? I'll tell you. Mares eat oats, and does eat oats, and little lambs eat ivy. A kid will eat ivy too, wouldn't you? I'm not particularly fond of ivy or oats, but mares eat oats and the rest. And if you sing it quickly, it goes, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy, a kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Or, mares eat oats and does eat oats and little lambs eat ivy, a kid'll eat ivy too, wouldn't you? Singing and dancing to Sammy Davis, I think.
Well, I'm a song and dance man.
I knew for Sammy Davis Jr., he's a song and dance man, which was patently obvious that I wasn't with my rendition of Mersey Dotes and Dersey Dotes and Little Lambs at Ivy. It's 29 minutes to six. We're a minute late with our regular feature for this time of the day, what Graham and I refer to as the Drive Time Show. Sick call.
If you're feeling very sick, here's a call from Graham and Dick.
Yes, at each time, every day in our program, we spare a thought for all our listeners who are ailing, whether at home or in hospital. And if you're not in good health, we're sending you our warmest wishes for a speedy recovery. And which particular suffering group are we thinking of today? Well, it's a cheerio to all those suffering from chronic low profile of the pedal extremities. I'll repeat that. It's a cheerio to all of those people suffering from chronic low profile of the pedal extremities. And if you're a bit confused, it means flat feet. This can be painful, especially if your wife catches you with your feet in another woman's lap. Flat feet are common amongst policemen and postmen and anybody else, really, who spends a lot of time on their feet. But it's relatively rare in call girls. There's a very simple cure for this complaint, flat feet. Twice a day, say 100 times, I have pretty feet. That's all you've got to say, I have pretty feet. And soon they'll swell with pride. Mamma Mia, which is about the longest running record on the top of the Melbourne charts this year. It's been there for nearly 3 months. Mamma Mia by ABBA and their new thing called SOS. We play from time to time in this program too. It's 24 minutes to 6. We'll have news at 6 o'clock. And the music continues till 6:30 when tonight we present Sporting Highlights. Little wonder that everybody loved Reveille because the Bugle Boy was from Company B and he played it boogie woogie style.
He was a famous trumpet man from out Chicago way, and he had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top of the band at his craft, but then his number came up and he was on the draft. He's in the army now, he's on Reveille. He's the boogie woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. And in his lower Bugle Boy's Uncle Sam, it really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next day the captain went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays Reveille. He's the boogie woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. A rude, a good, a goodly, out of tune, he blows an H to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. And when he plays, he made the company jump into the bar. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. Doodly outta, doodly outta, doot doot, he blows an eight to the bar. He can blow an order for bass and guitars and whipping. And the company jumps to leap and reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Bugle Boy of Company B, that's Bette Midler from her Divine Miss M set. 21 minutes to 6, the roads are very slippery because it started to rain in town, so do take care. We haven't had a lot of rain in the past couple of days, and so the roads are extra specially slippery. Take care and stay with us on 3LO. The Graham Kennedy and Richard Coombe Drive Home Programme, minus Graham today.
Graham and Richard will drive you home.
I heard today about the most unusual case of attempted suicide. A man went down to Station Pier at Port Melbourne, tied a rope around a rafter and put a noose around his neck. Next he took poison and then put a revolver to his head and pulled the trigger. You can understand he was making very sure of it, but a few things went wrong. The bullet missed his head and cut the rope. He fell into the bay and the salt water made him sick, so he brought up the poison. But sadly, and the story doesn't have a happy ending, he did die. Yes, knocked down and killed on the way home by a skateboard.
770s Radio.
Record. He's with Elton John's group, and it's called Is There Something Lacking in Me? There is today. Little blonde chap with blue eyes, who usually sits across the desk from me, and hasn't made it. I would think that there's probably little chance of Graham's making it before 6 now, and I think in that case, possibly, we won't be together until next Wednesday. But that's a moot point, as they say. Or as somebody said over the weekend, a mute point. That's obviously a rather soft point, isn't it? 17 to 6 from Melbourne's Ello. We'll have news for you on the hour at 6 o'clock. Nothing but the dead of night in My Little Town. Interestingly, it's featured on both the new Paul Simon and the new Art Garfunkel solo albums. It's called My Little Town.
We've been nothing but the
12 minutes to 6, John Morgan with news for you at 6 o'clock. One of the parts about not doing the program with Graham today is the fact that as he usually chooses our memory spot, there isn't one. But we'll rectify that and certainly provide you with a memory on Wednesday when we hope to be on next on Melbourne's LO. However, we have got headlines of the future. These are headlines which could appear. They don't, of course, they don't exist, but they could appear in your papers 20 years from now, in the year 1995. Headlines of the future. You'll know when to laugh, incidentally, because I play a little stab of music, which gives you a chance to say, oh, yes, that's right. Headlines of the future. A talking horse has been elected to the council in the city, the city council. Councillors say she's the best mayor they've ever had. Melbourne's tallest building collapsed today. In falling, it's not only caused severe damage in Albury, but it wrecked the Sydney Opera House. These are headlines of the future for anybody who's just tuned in. That was not a real news item, and the Sydney Opera House is still there, we think. A sailor returned home today after 2 years at sea to find that his wife had a 3-month-old baby. But the sailor said that that's not really so unusual because there's 3 years difference between his brother and himself. Only one to go. Melbourne's beer strike, which began in 1975, is expected to be settled this week. However, a big demand for the beer is not expected to be quite as large because most beer drinkers committed suicide in 1976. It's 10 to 6, Melbourne's LO. Lovely Jill Perryman, sing Johnny One Note from her I Feel a Song Coming On LP. It's 8 minutes to 6, this is 3LO.
770s Radio.
The program is the Graham Kennedy and Richard Coombe Drive Home Show for Monday. Sadly, Graham isn't here, but he will be on Wednesday, I can assure you of that.
Yes, sir, that's my...
Bob Rutsicker, and yes, sir, that's my baby. It's 6 to 6, Melbourne's LO, as Graham isn't here to take down the train information in his unusual form of shorthand tonight. I thought we might ask you to do it at home, which is a good idea, and you can shout it back at me, and I'll pause the necessary moments and see how we get on. The trains. The Intercapital Daylight is expected to arrive from Sydney at 9:20. Gee, you're slow. The Spirit of Progress departs for Sydney at 6:45. The Southern Aurora leaves at 8 p.m. for Sydney. The Overland departs for Adelaide at 9:05. And the Vinelander departs for Mildura at 9:20. That's right, the VD's for M at TPE. It's 5 to 6. If you're driving, do take care because it's raining quite heavily in the city. This is Melbourne's LO. On a Monday afternoon, Richard Coombe and Barry Manilow to sing. It's a miracle. Two to six, John Morgan with news in 2 minutes. Four flights from Tullamarine or to Tullamarine. Air New Zealand, 849, arrives from Auckland at 11:25 tonight. Qantas Flight 6 arrives from Rome via Athens at 6:15 tomorrow morning. Qantas Flight 3 departs for San Francisco at 6:30 this evening. Oh, yes, if you're at Bundoora, we'll say. Be very quick, I would think. A little quick trip, but do take care because it's a bit wet. And Air New Zealand 820 departs for Auckland at 1:45 tomorrow morning. It's 6:01. This is Melbourne, Zello. It's 6 o'clock. From Melbourne's Hello at 7 o'clock tonight. That's a quarter hour bulletin. It's now 4 minutes past six, and Melbourne's weather for tonight is for rain patches, and the temperature should drop to a low of 16 degrees. On Port Phillip Bay, southeasterly winds of 10 to 15 knots will result in slight to choppy seas. Tomorrow we'll be fine,